Front Street. It is said that Front Street was first worn into a path by early settlers traveling to church and town meetings at the meeting house on the common. As the town grew, streets around the common were lined with houses. Yet even before the Revolutionary War, there were businesses here too. Loyalist Judge Chandler and his sons operated a successful store on the corner of Main and Front Street, the site of today's Harrington Corner. By the 1850s, Worcester was a fast-growing industrial city, with stores and business buildings quickly going up around the common. Photographs dating from the late 19th century through the 1960s show Front Street as a street crowded with shoppers. Distinctively urban, it was lined with department stores, variety stores, retail shops, and theaters. Some will remember shopping at Front Street department stores, Shearer's and American Supply, at the popular variety stores Woolworth's and Newbury's. Look up and down Front Street today, and you'll see a wide range of commercial buildings. Harrington Corner to your left, built in 1850, is the oldest. Others date from the 1880s through the 1940s. Modern buildings seen east of Commercial Street were part of the 1971 urban renewal project that included the Galleria Shopping Mall, which until its 2012 demolition blocked off Front Street. At 44 Front Street is the 7-story red brick Chase Building, the city's tallest building when it was built in 1886. Originally capped with mansard roofs and a landmark 2-story central tower, it took its inspiration from the early skyscrapers then being built in Chicago and New York. On the corner of Commercial Street, the 1897 yellow brick former home of Shearer's Department Store is among Worcester's most handsome downtown commercial buildings. Across the street is the Midtown Mall, a 2-story Art Deco style block. Built in 1941 for F.W. Woolworth, this 5- and 10-cent store with a lunch counter and soda fountain was a popular downtown shopping destination through the early 1970s.
To reach the next site, continue walking in the direction of the glass tower on Main Street. You will see Worcester City Hall on your left. As you walk, look up and enjoy the architecture of City Hall. Turn left to pass in front of City Hall. You will see the statue of Senator George Frisbie Hoar on your left. If you wish, pause to read the inscriptions on the base of the statue. As you near the grand staircase in front of City Hall, look for a tour marker on the fence on your left, just before the staircase. Scan the QR tag on the tour marker to activate your tour of City Hall.